Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome to Studio Classroom. Today we have a great story for you. Before we get into that though, let's start off with our talk about it question. Here it is. Have you ever been accused of something you didn't do? How did you deal with it?
Yes, I have been accused of doing something I didn't do many, many times over my life so far. I don't usually deal with it well, Garrett, I have to say. It usually makes me pretty angry.
I think that's a normal response. I would say my first instinct is to explain why it's not something I did. Sometimes people believe you.
Well, this is going to happen in our story today. We do have our mystery article that we'll be going over. Today's story is called Reputation Rules. Let's find out what happens with our first reading.
Reputation Rules. Who is behind the recent locker break-ins?
Another locker break-in, some snacks, wireless earbuds, even someone's limited edition keychain, gone. Everyone was whispering the name Leo Park.
Always late. Where's his hoodie up indoors?
Said Madison from homeroom.
Totally has thief energy.
Ivy frowned.
That's not a real thing.
Dean glanced over.
Once people find someone to blame, they stop looking for facts.
Welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 frown 这个动词，意思是皱眉。譬如 ，Mom began to frown when she saw the messy living room and realized no one had cleaned up after the party. 妈妈看到客厅乱七八糟，就皱起眉头，并发现派对结束后没人收拾。Frown 也可以当名词，意思是皱眉或是不悦的神色。譬如。A deep frown appeared on Sharon's face when she realized she had left her phone on the bus again. 当 Sharon 发现自己又把手机留在公车上时，立刻眉头深锁。偏语动词 frown upon 意思是不赞成或是反对某事。譬如 ，Many teachers frown upon students using their phones during class.Because it distracts others and makes learning more difficult. 许多老师不赞成学生在课堂上使用手机，因为这会使其他人分心，并让学习变得更困难。
Friends, we've been going through these mystery stories all year. We've met these characters and watched them solve some mysteries. And remember, in past months,There were people breaking into lockers.
But we see another word here in the first part of our lesson that tells us this is happening again. We read, who is behind the recent locker break-ins? Now, a break-in, friends, is an illegal entry into a building or someone else with the intent to steal something.
Yeah, breaking into somewhere to steal something. Here's another example sentence.There were two break-ins last month at the store.
Okay, so we see here, we're getting into our story, another locker break-in. Some snacks, wireless earbuds, even someone's limited edition keychain gone.
All right, what is gone? One of those things is earbuds. These are small headphones that fit inside your ears to listen to things like music.
and you have to be careful with them because they are often very small. It could be easy to drop your earbud and lose it.
All right, we also see that limited edition keychain is gone. If something is limited edition, it is...
It is produced in small numbers and not produced for very long. So oftentimes, limited edition things are very rare and can be expensive.
All right. For example, this is a limited edition pair of sneakers.
Let's keep reading. All of these things were gone, friends, and everyone was whispering the name Leo Park.
That sounds like that's the person people are blaming. Always late, wears his hoodie up indoors. This is what Madison said from homeroom.
She also says he totally has thief energy.
So he seems like he might be a thief, even though there's no proof here yet. Ivy frowned. That's not a real thing.
Yeah, it's kind of rude to say that someone has thief energy. They just seem like they might be a thief. Dean says, or he glanced over, once people find someone to blame, they stop looking for facts.
Yeah, they stop looking for what is true. They just want to blame someone. But who is actually behind these locker break-ins? Well, we'll find out more in just a moment. Let's go to the next part of our story.
Reputation Rules.
By lunch, people had begun to believe the rumor. Mr. Campbell had even called Leo into the office and found one of the stolen items in his bag. But Ivy thought the whole thing reeked of a setup. She and Dean met up in the library after school.
Strictly speaking, I'm not hacking anything,
Dean said, typing rapidly. Ivy raised an eyebrow.
I'm just logging in,
he added.
The surveillance system's on a public IP. Not my fault they didn't change the password.
A criminal tried to hack the company's computer system late at night, but security staff quickly noticed the unusual activity. 一名罪犯在深夜试图骇入该公司的电脑系统，但保安人员迅速察觉到这个异常活动。将 hack 字尾加上 er 就是名词 hacker， 也就是骇客。譬如 ，The police arrested a hacker who had stolen private information from several websites and sold the data online. 警方逮捕了一名骇客，他从多个网站窃取了个资，并在网上贩售那些资料。惯用于 can't hack it 的意思是受不了，无法胜任。譬如 ，After several weeks of difficult training, he realized he couldn't hack it and decided to leave the program.经过几个星期的艰苦训练后，他意识到自己撑不下去，于是决定退出该项计划。
The rumor is going around. People are saying that one student is behind the locker break-ins.
And we see here, by lunch, people had begun to believe the rumor. Now what one person says has turned into a rumor.This is information that goes around, and it may or may not be true.
For example, a rumor spread quickly about the basketball team around the school.
Well, we see here that Mr. Campbell had even called Leo into the office and found one of the stolen items in his bag.
But Ivy thought the whole thing reeked of a setup.
It reeked of a setup. A setup means that something has been arranged to look a certain way. It could also mean that someone is meant to take the blame for something that they didn't do.
Here's another example sentence. The company was blamed for the toxic leak, but I think it was just a setup.
So it seems like Ivy believes that Leo was set up. Somebody wanted to make him look guilty, but he wasn't.
All right. She and Dean met in the library after school. Of course, we know they are good friends.
They are good friends, and they often try to solve these little mysteries together. We read here, "Strictly speaking, I'm not hacking anything," Dean said, typing rapidly. It sounds like Dean is hacking something.
Yeah, but maybe he's not technically breaking the rules, just using the same kinds of skills.
Yeah, that's what we mean when we say strictly speaking. We mean that according to exact rules or according to facts.
Here's another example. "Strictly speaking, that is not allowed, but I don't think I'll get in trouble."
And we see here that Ivy raised an eyebrow, so she's not quite sure if she believes Dean that he's not actually hacking the system.
Yeah, she's not so sure about this, but it's what he's doing. He says, "I'm just logging in. The surveillance system is on a public IP. Not my fault they didn't change the password."
It sounds like Dean might have a password that he shouldn't have. So technically he's not hacking anything, but he probably shouldn't have that password.
Yeah, it might just be a default password that came with the network when somewhere like the school bought it.
Yeah, and what is he logging into? Well, he's logging into the surveillance system. This is a close watching of people or places.
For example, a store might use surveillance cameras. If something goes wrong, they can look at the footage or the video to figure out what exactly happened.
It sounds like Ivy and Dean are trying to find some video footage of somebody breaking into these lockers.
Yeah, which doesn't totally sound like it's, well, with the school rules.
No, it doesn't. So strictly speaking, they probably aren't doing the right thing.
All right, but will they find what they're looking for? We'll have to keep following our story to find out. But first, let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The stinky phrase, reek of. A few years ago, I decided to surprise my family with a gourmet dinner. I mixed garlic, onions, fish sauce, and way too much blue cheese into one giant pasta dish. When everyone walked in the door, the smell hit them like a wave. My dad wrinkled his nose and said, "This place reeks of garlic." He wasn't wrong. Reek of means to give off a very strong, usually bad or unpleasant smell. We often use it for literal stinks, but it can also be figurative, meaning something gives a strong impression of a certain quality, often negative. For example, the old gym socks in my backpack reeked of sweat after practice. Or his excuse reeked of laziness. We all knew he just didn't want to do the homework. Here are three phrases with a similar meaning. Stink of is very close or super casual for bad smells or suspicious vibes. For example, the milk in the fridge stinks of sourness. Time to throw it out. Smell like is neutral or positive, but we add words like awful or rotten for bad ones. For example, the basement smells like old books and dust. I think it's kind of cozy. Give off works for any kind of smell or impression, good or bad. For example, freshly baked cookies give off the most inviting aroma in the whole house. That garlic disaster, we laughed about it for weeks, and now I stick to simple recipes. But learning what reek of really means helped me understand why my family fled to the backyard that night. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Reputation rules.
Maybe send IT an anonymous message about the password later,
Ivy said.
But for now, let's watch the footage.
Dean pulled up the security feed near Sasha's locker.
This is weird,
he said.
No angle shows the actual theft, but someone did slip something into Leo's backpack.
A figure they couldn't see clearly passed behind Leo, bag in hand, hand in bag, fast. They followed the footage trail to the camera near the art room. This time, Ivy spotted a jacket worn by athletes. Gold letters, M. Lin.
The store reported a theft last night after someone ran off with several expensive watches. 该商店昨晚通报发生一起窃盗案，有人偷走了几只昂贵的手表后逃跑。与 theft 相关的名词是 thief， 意思呢就是窃贼、小偷。譬如 ，A thief entered the small bakery early this morning and stole money from the register while the owner was busy baking。今天一早，一名小偷闯入这家小面包店，趁老板正在忙着烘焙时，从收银机里偷走了钱。另外一个相关名词是 thievery， 指的是偷窃行为。譬如 ，Years of poverty drove the young man to live by thievery until a kind neighbor offered him honest work。多年的贫困迫使这名年轻人靠偷窃为生，直到一位好心的邻居给了他一份正当的工作。Okay, that's all for today's language lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, so what will happen next? Will Dean find what he's looking for?
Okay, well, before we get into that, Ivy does feel like maybe they're doing something a little bit wrong because she says, maybe send IT an anonymous message about the password later. She feels like they shouldn't have this password.
Yeah, IT here would be a department of the school. It's whoever's in charge of all the computers. So she thinks they should send an anonymous message.
Anonymous means without giving your name. We've talked about this term a few times in articles like this before. A lot of times when something is done anonymously, it's done so that people don't know where the information came from.
Yeah, you might send an anonymous letter to someone if you want to share some information, but you don't want to be attached to it.
Okay, so Ivy says send an anonymous message later, but for now, let's watch the footage.
Okay, let's watch the footage. The footage is video recording of an event.
Oftentimes, the police will watch footage if there were cameras around when a crime was committed. That would be the proof they need to say who committed the crime.
Right. Now, you could use that word footage for video from a movie as well. Well, Dean pulled up the security feed near Sasha's locker. He pulled it up?
Well, what we mean here is that he's bringing something onto a screen or a display so that it can be looked at.
For example, Molly pulled up the video on her phone. She clicked on it and it appeared.
Exactly. So here, Dean is pulling up the footage of the feed near Sasha's locker. This is weird, he said.
This is weird. Something that is weird is strange or unusual. Here's another example. You might hear something and say, that sound is really weird.
Now, what's weird in our article? Well, Dean says no angle shows the actual theft, but someone did slip something into Leo's backpack. So it sounds like the video footage that they are watching here doesn't show the crime being committed, but they do see something else on some of the other footage.
Yeah, they don't see any of the lockers being broken into, but someone put something into Leo's backpack. A figure they couldn't see clearly passed behind Leo.
This word figure refers to a person or a shape that you can see, but you can't make out who it is. The image is not clear.
For example, a dark figure moved quickly across the yard. I don't know who it was or what it was.
So we see in our lesson, a figure they couldn't see clearly passed behind Leo, bag in hand, hand in bag, fast.
All right. What is going on? Well, they followed the footage trail to the camera near the art room. So they pulled up the footage from other cameras.
Okay, so they're looking at a lot of different footage now to see if they can find more clues. This time, Ivy spotted a jacket worn by athletes, and it had a name on it.
All right, it was gold letters. It said M. Lynn. Now, these kinds of jackets are very popular on high school campuses throughout America. We often call them Letterman jackets.
Yeah, they're called Letterman jackets because they have a lot of letters on them.
Yeah, usually it's one letter or a couple of them representing the school. Often they are awards for doing very well at a sport.
They're also quite expensive as well. So a lot of times students who have these are athletes, or maybe they're someone more important in the school.
Okay, so we did get a name on that jacket, but there's plenty more to find out. Friends, you'll need to wait until tomorrow's lesson to find out what happens next. For now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 by 加时间点逗点主词加过去分词的句型，它用来表示某动作需在某时间之前或不晚于某个时间点完成。由于这个动作发生在过去某个时间点之前，所以主要子句的动词常会使用过去完成式。介系词 by 在这里表示在什么什么之前或截至什么什么，强调该时间点是某件事情发展的界限。这个结构常出现在叙事或报道中，用来清楚交代事件发生的时间顺序。来看例句。By the end of the meeting, the team had reached a final decision. 到会议结束时，团队已经做出最终的决定。
Well, friends, we are only halfway through our mystery article for this month, and we've already gathered quite a few clues. What do we know so far, Garrett?
Well, I feel like we have a couple of mysteries already here. We don't know who broke into those lockers and stole things, and we're also not sure if what Dean and Ivy are doing this time is totally, allowed.
Yeah, that's right. There's a few things going on here. We have one student who's being blamed. A lot of people are saying that Leo Park broke into lockers and stole things, but it sounds like this is just a rumor.
Yeah, on the footage from the surveillance cameras, Ivy and Dean saw someone put something in his backpack. On another camera, they saw a name on a jacket.
Yeah, Ivy and Dean are going through the school surveillance footage, which is maybe not the right thing to do.
Yeah, maybe they should have asked IT about it. But we already know they love to solve these mysteries on their own.
They do. And based on the name of this, on this Letterman jacket, Ivy and Dean think they know who might have set Leo up to look like he stole things out of lockers.
So friends, what do you think? Make sure to come back tomorrow.
That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on Studio Classroom.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.